See, somebody's got to make a little bit of room for me right here, please. I'll get right here. Y'all can turn around. Okay, it's going to be run a little bit different today because, as y'all see, we don't have Mr. Ryan. So he's not here, so the music will go a little bit differently. But anyway, I want to tell you, the story I want to tell y'all this morning is about a king who died September the 1st, 1715. That's a lot of years ago. It's 2018 right now. That's like 300 years ago, true. 300. Okay. You know what the name of this king was? He died. You know what his name was? King Louis the 14th. Maybe there'll be a Truett the 14th one time. But King Louis the 14th, and he was the king of France. And he reigned for 72 years in a dazzling royal court. And you know who he referred to himself as, Mercy? The great ruler of all. That's what he referred to himself as. So, of course, whenever he died, he had a splendid funeral. And, of course, they had it at the cathedral, the biggest church building there was there. Of course, everybody came. And, of course, Truett, did you know his coffin was gold? And, of course, you know what else? It had jewels around the top of it. And you know what else, Mercy? It had a candle on the top of it. Let's see what we have in here. And now you see why we have a candle today. I should have lit it on purpose, but I didn't. Hang on, Trudeau. Hang on. Wait till we done. Thank you. All right. Well behaved, kid. Whose kid are you? Who? He's just by himself. Anyway, there was a candle in the middle of it that represented his great life. And they set it right on the top of the coffin. And so all of that was expected, but something they did not expect happened next. You know what that was? The preacher, who was to preach the funeral, walked up to the pulpit. And with the candle on the coffin underneath, and it was dark too in there, so everybody's attention was directed to this candle. He leaned down from the pulpit and snuffed it out. And everybody gasped. And then in silence and in the darkness, all they heard the preacher say was these four words: "Only God is great." And then he preached about the greatness of God.
Yeah.
Only God is truly great. So there are there is false greatness and true greatness, and that means the question we have this morning is, how do you tell true from false greatness? How do you think? Well, in this story where we come to in the Gospel of John, we're at the part where verse 2 to 17 of chapter 13, where Jesus washed the disciples' feet. And so here we see Jesus going low to do what even the disciples wouldn't do, wash one another's feet. And so here we see that true greatness, remember this, true greatness is not about how tall you stand above others, but about how far you bend down to serve others. To say a little bit differently, true greatness is not measured from bottom to top, but from top to bottom. That's how it's measured. And so what we really need to do this week then is kind of alter something. Last week we said there's a part two to the Gospel of John. Remember that? And we said the reason there's a part two is because Jesus not only loved his disciples very much, but this much. That's why there's a part two. It's about the cross. Well, now we kind of have, if you take your hands that way, in order to measure how much, if you turn sideways, you would see it's from top to bottom. That's how much He loved you, that He came down from heaven and washed the disciples' feet, which represents a picture of washing away their sins. So He did that. You would, thank you, Braden, not only trust in Him, but then serve other people in the same way that He served you. So when you get these, when you get home and you're with your parents, you can, maybe they'll show you how to snuff out a real candle with your fingers. You can do it. It won't hurt you. So Justin shaking his head. Don't try this at home. Okay, let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your word. We thank You that You've taken the time to teach us who are arguing about who is great, what true greatness looks like. And we pray, Lord, we must confess and ask You to forgive us for the lack of true greatness in our lives, and to go on and press on, Lord, to pursue in some measure the greatness of Christ. And we pray You would help us in that. We pray that these children would remember these things. In Jesus' name, amen.